This is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me for our first of three episodes celebrating the birthday centennial of composer, pianist, arranger, and lyricist Billy Strayhorn. Thomas Strayhorn was born in 1915 in Dayton, Ohio, and soon moved to Pittsburgh. Even though his grandmother is responsible for teaching him to play the piano, he was mostly self-educated and so motivated to discover new things that one of his childhood nicknames was Dictionary. His performing career began as a teenager, when the barely 5-foot-tall Strayhorn took center stage at the Westinghouse High School Auditorium. He was the featured soloist in Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor, and was also the only black musician in a 25-player orchestra. The following year, Strayhorn wrote the music, skits, and lyrics for a Cole Porter-style musical review at his high school, which he called Fantastic Rhythm. The ambitious musical played at black theaters throughout western Pennsylvania for several years, attracting top talent, including singer Billy Eckstein and pianist Errol Garner. Although classical music was Strayhorn's first love, he soon realized it was next to impossible for a black man to make it in the then almost completely white classical world. And at age 19, Strayhorn discovered the music of pianists like Art Tatum and Teddy Wilson. This led him into the world of jazz, where he began playing in a combo called the Mad Hatters, and performed around Pittsburgh. In 1933, Strayhorn had the opportunity to see and hear the great Duke Ellington perform in Pittsburgh. Ellington then returned in 1938, and Strayhorn met him after the concert to show just how he would have arranged one of Duke's pieces for the band. This impromptu audition led to another meeting with Duke after he had returned to New York, and this would begin a 29-year musical partnership. In 1939, the Duke Ellington Orchestra recorded its first of many Strayhorn compositions. This first one was Something to Live For, featuring vocalist Gene Eldridge. The song was based on a poem Strayhorn had written years earlier as a teenager that speaks of something missing in his life and a longing for true love. Over the years, Something to Live For was recorded many times by Ellington, singer Lena Horne, and many others, including Strayhorn himself, on piano with vocalist Ozzie Bailey, heard here from a 1965 recording called Firestarter.
My eye is watching the noon crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue to the one who will someday be my something to live for.
Almost everything a human could desire, cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire, but there's something missing.
In 1965, Ella Fitzgerald also recorded it with Duke's orchestra, and according to jazz writer Gary Giddens, this was Ella's favorite song. This is Something to Live For, from Ella at Duke's Place.
I someone to make my life an adventurous dream.
Strayhorn's contribution to the Ellington Orchestra would become immeasurable, but it wasn't until a bitter music industry battle that Strayhorn's genius emerged. In 1941, during a highly publicized dispute over composing royalties, ASCAP, the music licensing organization, forbid its members from broadcasting any songs over the radio. Now, Duke Ellington was one of ASCAP's most celebrated composers, and he needed radio broadcasts to promote record sales, which in turn paid his orchestra's salary. But as of January 1, 1941, Ellington's music was banned from the air, even as he was about to broadcast live from a Los Angeles nightclub. Billy Strayhorn, however, was not an ASCAP member, so he took a last-minute cross-country train ride to join Ellington in Los Angeles. Strayhorn got almost no sleep for 6 straight days, writing a large group of songs to contribute to the Ellington songbook. Among these songs were Johnny Come Lately, Chelsea Bridge, and After All. Strayhorn's new songs kept the Ellington Orchestra afloat for months. Although Strayhorn's now famous Take the A-Train was composed in 1939, Strayhorn arranged it for the band during this train trip. And when it was time for a new radio theme, Ellington chose Take the A-Train. Let's hear a bit of Strayhorn's tune about the New York City subway that takes you to Harlem. Ellington and Strayhorn later recorded Take the A-Train together in 1950 on an album which they both played piano. And Strayhorn also played a little bit of Celeste, as heard here, along with a cello solo by Oscar Pettiford. Thank you. Although Strayhorn had written lyrics for Take the A-Train, the lyrics used in Ellington's band were added by Joya Sherrill, who sang with Duke's band for 2 years. Trumpeter Ray Nance, who was famous for the trumpet solo on the first recording, was also known for singing these lyrics. Let's listen to a 1965 Ellington recording with Ella Fitzgerald, singing not only those lyrics, but plenty of scatting too.
Pardon me, boy, was that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Oh no, it's the A-Train. Ba-ba-da-da-da, ba-ba-da-da-da, boy-da-pa. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Another piece written for the Ellington Band on that train ride to Los Angeles was the impressionistic-influenced Chelsea Bridge. Let's listen to this 1941 recording featuring tenor saxophonist Ben Webster.
Mm-hmm.
For almost 30 years, Strayhorn and Ellington enjoyed such a unified musical partnership that it was difficult to know where one ended and the other one began. As Ellington described him, "Billy Strayhorn was my right arm, my left arm, all the eyes in the back of my head, my brain waves in his head and his in mind." Let's close out our show with a bit of Strayhorn's "Johnny Come Lately." Next time for part two in our three-part series celebrating the birthday centennial of Billy Strayhorn. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.